What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Tuesday at 4 o'clock, joined by Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call-in brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24-7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Doing good, boys. How you doing?
What's up, big man?
Doing good. Sick of talking to us already? I mean, it's been so many weeks. I imagine Tuesday, 4 o'clock, you look at your phone and you think to yourself, what are they going to ask me this time? Are you over it? Or are you ready for another one?
You know, I forgot that I had it, but my wife reminded me. You know? I forgot that I had it. I was like, no, I think I'm free.
No.
I think I'm free. She was like, not quite.
Well, thank you, Miss Nikki, for keeping Jordan's schedule in check.
Yes, we appreciate it.
In all seriousness, my man had a charity event last night he had to go to after his show.
Oh, really? That's why you're dressed
so
nice.
Yeah, man, he's nonstop, man. Yeah. Just the Walter Payton Man of the Year right here. He is, man. No, you are. Seriously.
Just doing what needs to be done, I guess.
There you go. Last couple weeks against the Raiders and against Washington, you had mentioned that you felt like some of the things that you had put in there in the running game and those sorts of things you were building and everybody was on the same page. Did you feel any of that progression, regardless of what the numbers looked like? Did you feel more of that progression against the Bills?
In parts of the game, yes. In parts of the game, 100% felt that. I think in most of the game, the communication breakdown and execution breakdown really shot ourselves in the foot there. And so it didn't really quite look like the last couple of weeks. But definitely think that we did what we set out to do in the first 2 weeks against the Raiders. Washington, and then even heading into this game, we did execute on some things that, you know, that we have been building on. But at the end of the day, it comes down to execution. And so, you know, that's where we shot ourselves in the foot and didn't quite look like the last couple of weeks.
At the risk of sounding stupid or trying to whittle things down to make them sound more simple than they are, the communication thing, in that, like, largely, it's mostly the same players out there as last year. Same head coach, KP, new coordinator, but was with the team. What is, if you could figure out what the communication issues, like what is causing those things? Why does that happen?
Well, you have the 12th man. That is a huge factor when you play away games. That's why home games are a massive advantage. That extra layer of communication that you have to, you know, figure out who the point is and then echo that communication across even all 11, all 10, all 9. We'll say all 9 up front. And, you know, some players, the QB and running back too, they need to know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just that 12th man. And then, you know, it's breaking the huddle. The same things that we've talked about all year, you know.
Yeah.
Just, I thought we did a great job, you know, this game of getting to the line as line quick and trying to get through those calls as fast as we can. Definitely could do a better job. We'll be in emphasis again to continue to emphasize that during the week. And you know, simple things like walkthrough too. You can actually emphasize that as well. So, yeah.
I tell you, watching the game, Jay, the crazy thing is I thought the first half, man, I thought you guys did a wonderful job. Yeah. I'm assuming you executed the way you wanted to. You had the running game working. Jalen was hitting stuff on third downs, and you got a 13-0 lead. You get to that second half. Was it more – did Buffalo make changes? I guess I'm speaking particularly about the running game or what have you. Did they make some changes, or is it – back to the execution thing with us. Was it more of them or more of us why we weren't very good in the second half?
In all honesty, I thought it was an us thing.
Okay.
I really do think that, and it comes down to the, you know, when they say the X and the nose, to me, it comes down to execution. Mm-hmm. So I think Buffalo was still the same team that they were in the first half. Like you said, I thought 100% we did some great things and we were looking really hot, you know, in that first half. And then coming into the second half, you're looking for that spark. You're looking for that play to kind of ignite mm-hmm. the drive and ignite the, you know, get the ball going or put some points on that'll help. And so we just never really got to that. Never really got to that play, or never really had that play in the second half to really get us going. And I think you look back, it's sort of the same thing again, not executing on first and second down. Now you're in a clear pass down with third and long, which we were pretty much in the whole second half, just in third down and long. So, you know, clear pass situations, and you can't really, expect to move the ball if you keep doing that, if you're not executing on the first and second downs.
So I would say this, right? The last, 10 quarters, right, 2.5 games, I thought you guys had certainly turned that corner coming off that 3-game losing streak where the offense looked like it was at least complementary in the run game and the passing game. Don't get too frustrated. It's one half, we can get it fixed and get things going again going into the postseason. That's all I'm saying. I don't want you to get too frustrated. You guys had been doing a lot of good things the last couple of games.
Oh, trust me. I'm going to celebrate the good things that we did.
Yeah.
There's too much negativity. But at the same time, we're doing things to help, again, fix this going in, having confidence, and just knowing what our bread and butter is, man. You know, it's just really going in there and making sure that all the guys know, that we still got a lot of ball ahead of us, and Lombardi's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Still there for us. So,
I know you're not going to tell us, because we don't know yet, but have you been told whether starters are playing Sunday or not? Like, do you know?
Mate, I haven't been told that news. So
okay.
You probably find out before me, mate.
Wow.
That shouldn't happen.
You probably find out before me.
That might be a communication issue. Yeah.
You know, I'm not on social media anymore. I'm sure someone will leak something, and you guys will know before me. And when I rock up tomorrow at work, we'll find out what's going on.
If we find out, we'll let you know. How about that?
Yeah, we'll shoot you a note.
Send me a text. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Last question, Jordan. You know, we look on the internet, you see like quarterbacks getting their offensive lines gifts. You know, I saw necklaces somewhere. Yeah. And did.
By the way, I don't ever remember the D line buying linebackers anything or the secondary getting linebackers anything. I don't ever remember that happening.
did you guys get a gift from Jalen?
We did. We actually got a golf simulator.
Oh, wow.
It's a great gift. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
It's a great gift.
So
I know you play.
Yeah.
You play a little bit. Who else? Does Landon play?
Landon, Cam.
Okay.
Fred plays a little.
Okay.
He's
okay.
To get into it, but he's I don't know. Maybe he's just too big.
Is Lane a golfer? Does Lane play?
Lane plays too.
Okay.
There you go.
Lane can play because he's an athletic freak. He doesn't have the bug, but he can play. Who else we got in that room? The same as
Steen. Did you say Steen?
Steen, not really.
Okay.
Steen's not really.
Listen, it seems like it's going to be a gift that's going to be used.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Well, I mean, listen, absolutely. Carson bought everybody shotguns 1 year. I don't think that was a good gift. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm glad that I didn't get a shotgun.
Hold on, were you here for that? Hold on. Were you here for that, Jordan?
No, that was the year of the Super Bowl, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the year of the first Super Bowl.
Oh, well, and growth from Jalen, because a couple years ago, Jalen was not a golfer or whatever,
right.
And now he
that's right. Now he's buying golf gifts, yes.
Yeah, well, that hanging out with Jordan.
Hold on. You guys got golf carts last year, right? You got the golf carts.
And not simulator.
And not the golf carts I ride around in playing golf. You guys got, like, real live golf carts, some nice ones. And now you got simulators, man.
Wow. That's a good gift.
Nice, I think next year the clubs are coming.
I think if we stick with the trend, yeah. That sounds about right.
That's right.
All right, Jordan.
The
well,
are expensive, man.
They are expensive, man.
You know?
Well, thank you for everything this year, and look forward to having some playoff weeks to have you on here. Unfortunately, you have to talk to us again, but good luck on Sunday. You're going to play, right?
Cheers, boys. Hey, whatever happens,
okay.
I want to play.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
And fairness to Jordan, he wanted to play last year to break the record.
Right. Yes.
So yes, he's a guy that wants to play.
Wants to play. Yes. All right, Jordan.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
Yep.
There he is, the great Jordan Mailata. Golf Simulator is a good gift, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I'm not a golfer, but that sounds pretty cool.
It does. And I guess these guys live in, well, especially O linemen, they probably live in big enough homes.
Oh, but they can bring the golf simulator.
Yeah. You can put the simulator in there.
A little different than where we're living, I think. Something would suggest they're probably not the best short game guys. You know, they could probably launch the ball.
Oh, right. Yeah, but, I would imagine a little touch.
I don't know if they're touchmen.
Yeah. I mean, you're much smaller. You got a bad short game. I saw it live in person.
God. I know.
Yeah, I don't know what the size.
Imagine being 6'8", 300 and some pounds. I don't know if they got great touch.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists were announced for 2026.
I made the list.
You're not on there. Yeah.
Real disrespectful to the special teamers. Because you know that fraud up in New England's going to get in, right? Marcus Slater or the Slater? Matthew Slater?
Yes, Matthew Slater, yeah.
Yeah, you were basically Matthew Slater.
Oh, he might have been a little better. I give him credit. He might have been a little better. And I think he did like 16 years.
You know, the one name I always look for, just because I worked with him and because his stats were unreal on the time he played, is Tiki. I wonder if Tiki ever gets a shot.
I've always said Tiki certainly should be on this short list.
Tiki's stats are unbelievable.
Especially ahead of Frank Gore.
Yes.
I'm sick of Frank Gore.
Frank Gore had a longer... He didn't have the peak that Tiki had.
Yes. Yeah.
Tiki had like a 5-year run there where...
Tiki not being there for the Super Bowl is the...
That's the only thing that hurts.
That crushes him. Yeah. Yep. So here are the finalists. Willie Anderson, do you think? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Drew Brees, his first year.
Yes.
That's an easy yes.
Yeah.
Jari Evans?
You know, Jari, a local kid too, by the way.
From?
Bloomsburg.
Bloomsburg.
Oh, there you go.
Hell yeah. There you go. He plays guard, so it may be a little harder. Pause.
Yep.
But he definitely has an argument to be in there. I mean, guys like Will Shields went in. The other guy that's on that list, Marshall Yonder, he was a guard as well, I believe. Baltimore.
And I think he'd go in before Jari.
Yeah, you think so?
I feel like he had that. He's always talked about as the best guard in football for the good stretch.
Yeah.
Frank Gore on the list, as we said.
Yeah, he gets in.
Larry Fitzgerald is a Hall of Famer. I don't know if it's first ballot, but he's a Hall of Famer, right? Torrey Holt and...
Should already be in there.
Yeah, Torrey Holt's on the list. Luke Kuechly. Feels like a Hall of Famer.
You know what? He definitely would have been a Hall of Famer. You know what? They didn't penalize Patrick Willis. I think Patrick Willis got in the Hall of Fame.
He did.
And Patrick Willis retired early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so did Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
But Luke Kuechly was on a trajectory of a Hall of Fame linebacker.
Yeah.
And he retired for health reasons, concussion. So he may not be a first ballot, but yeah, he can get in. Yeah.
Eli's on again. Eli will get in at some point.
This is Eli's second or third year.
Second time, I believe.
Just begging to keep him out. Just keep him out.
How you going to keep Eli Manning
because
out of the Hall of Fame?
Because he's not a Hall of Famer. He had two great games and two good runs. He's a 500 quarterback. Like, in a modern age, you cannot be a 500 quarterback.
Quarterback wins are not
still,
a stat.
I don't. In this case, it is. It does matter. He's a 500 quarterback.
He's a Manning also.
I don't give a... I know.
Yeah.
Was he ever consistently thought of as one of the five best quarterbacks in football?
Never.
I mean, he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer, right?
I think there's a fair argument for it.
Yeah.
He does have those two rings.
Do you think if he had those two rings in a different city other than New York, he would be considered?
Good, that's fair.
If his last name wasn't Manning?
That's fair.
Does Plunkett have two?
Yep.
Plunkett has two.
He's the only one with two that's not in.
But he didn't win MVP in those. Did he?
That's a good question. No, because Marcus Allen won it in one.
Because Eli, is he two-time Super Bowl MVP?
I think so.
Starting to remind me of someone.
Well, and to be honest with you,
that's why you got to be anti-Eli.
Eli's Super Bowl runs were better than Peyton Manning's.
Yes,
100%.
I mean, that second ring Peyton Manning got, he got carried to the Super Bowl.
Even the first one.
Yeah,
didn't
sure.
That game against the Bears. I mean, it's not.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
Dude, 2013, Eli Manning, 18 touchdowns, 27 picks.
Yeah,
come on,
listen,
man.
Listen, all I'm saying is. There's a strong argument that he should be in there. I think he eventually gets in.
I think he gets in.
Was he better than Philip Rivers?
No.
Was he better than Matt Ryan?
No.
No. I don't
Matt Ryan won MVP.
I don't care about that.
Oh. I think he's Flacco. But at least Flacco had some big passing years.
Was Eli Manning better than Matt Ryan?
No. No.
He never had Julio Jones.
Dude, Eli had 30-plus passing touchdowns three times in his career. Three. He played since 2004 to 2019.
I guess I wasn't that big of a Matt Ryan guy.
I'm not even a big Matt Ryan guy either. I just hate Eli. There's no way the guy's a Hall of Fame. Like, Jalen will have a better Hall of Fame resume than
well, because he wins a lot.
I know. I would much rather have Jalen in there than Eli. Much rather. Mm. He's not a Hall. He's a 500 quarterback.
Like Spike's like, hold on now.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
I mean, he made two. I mean, that throw to Manningham in that second Super Bowl.
He got bailed by David Tyree.
Sure.
I mean,
hold on. What about the fact he escaped?
Congratulations.
He can
sling it.
That was the 17-0. It was 18-0 or 17-0? 18-0 Patriots.
In the playoffs. Yeah.
Terrell
he took
Suggs.
Down Tom Brady twice.
Okay, Nick Foles. Put him in. I mean, Nick Foles is 1-0.
Tom Brady probably still can't sleep knowing he lost to Eli Manning and Nick
twice.
Foles.
Yeah.
At least he beat Goff.
Adam Vinatieri, Terrell Suggs. Vinatieri's a yes, right?
I would say so.
Suggs?
Yes. Maybe not a first ballot guy, but yeah.
Reggie Wayne?
Yeah, I'm surprised Reggie Wayne's not it, but I would go Torrey Holt before Reggie Wayne. Yeah.
Kevin Williams,
defensive end, Rams?
Yes, defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle?
Vikings. Maybe played for the Rams, too.
Oh, I do remember Kevin Williams. No, he was with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Well, considering I got the team wrong and everything, obviously he's not that memorable to me.
Yeah, two more. Jason Witten.
Yeah, I think Jason, he's a compiler.
Yeah.
Like he called passes.
He was pretty reliable, but I don't know if that makes you a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know,
he was never a Tony Gonzalez type of
tight
end.
Right.
He
was a normal tight end.
Would you take Antonio Gates or Jason Witten?
Probably Gates. I'm trying to think of like.
Gates got in.
Yeah.
Just passed.
Witten will get in. But like Gronk better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Tony Gonzalez.
Gronk is the second best tight end ever.
Yeah. Do you think Kelsey's better than him?
Yes.
Interesting. I was always a Gronk head.
Yeah, only thing, man, Gronk, he gave his body up for the game.
Yeah,
he did?
He gave his body. I like Gronk. I like the physical part of Gronk, but Kelsey is. I think Travis Kelsey was better.
And then finally, Darren Woodson, which feels like a yes.
I think Woodson should already be in.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that position, tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, 215-592.
No Eagles, huh?
No Eagles.
Did we have anybody that, because that's the final, that's the. Yeah.
Shady was the only one that I think. Would have been eligible.
Oh, and he didn't make the final cut, huh?
Yeah. And then we don't know if Phillip Rivers would have been on this list. He has.
Oh, he would have been, yeah.
Yeah. Now he is pushed back 5 years, so 2031, because he was able to get in there and play. He did for a 44-year-old who was right off the beach, I thought he did a great job.
He certainly surprised me.
And he could barely even throw the ball more than 15 yards, and he was figuring it out.
And muscle memory.
And I think a giant gut. He looked like he was pregnant.
Oh, dude, I told you he looked like somebody that's playing in a movie, like a movie character playing in a movie.
It shows how much that position, the thinking part of the position, how far it can get you, you know?
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will have another great moment.
I got two.
Two moments from 2025. From the WIP Afternoon Show, and a New Year's Eve check-in from Tommy Down the Shore, I believe, is coming up as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
The holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything you need. Serve up the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands that you have to run, guess what? Grab some high-protein Dietz nuts, meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com for a retailer.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.